Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment.
With Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
hey,
it's Catherine
and Patrick, and this is Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys sex,
fucking, dating, and
love,
and love lives, and ultimately love lives.
Our love lives.
Our
you know,
love
I can't,
lives.
I can't hear myself. You know what I tried to watch with everything in me was I think I was like drunk one night and I came home and I popped on America's Favorite HBO Max and I tried for a single second to watch the Anna Kendrick vehicle Love Life.
I
believe I auditioned for, and I'm going to go ahead and say 2004. It's hard to remember when I went in for that, but it literally was like someone put in word poetry about being young through like a emulsifier, and then like it made a show.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know if I went in for that or if I did a tape or something, but I remember just being so confused by like
what year it was.
The secretary question mark that I was being asked to to read for, but I think I was a gay. I think that in my one moment auditioning, I was a gay secretary. I think I really had to get myself in a place of being a gay secretary,
which is of course different than a temp.
Very different than a temp. And but get this, he just wanted the gossip. He just wanted
the gossip. There was a gay character who wanted to gossip with the girls.
Yeah.
That hear that. The ground is rumbling because it's shaking because it's being broken by that. Now,
this is coming out on Tuesday, so we finally have the chance to be so fucking topical talk about the AOC just to be talking about the VMAs, to be talking about all these things. Just kidding.
You know that, first of all, here's the topical thing I want to address first. Why does almond milk get so clumpy in iced coffee? It's so comfortable.
Oh, does it?
It's like speckled. It's like clumpy stuff.
I actually get such a natural high from
Rocky Mountain High.
I get a Rocky Mountain high from when I go, from when I'm getting coffee and they're like, "Do you want milk?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I would have a little milk." And they're like, "What kind of milk?" And I look at them and I say, I feel like I'm about to give them an amazing gift. And I'm like, "Normal's fine."
Yes,
like, normal's fine. I'm fine with normal event.
That is realness.
I feel like I'm just like making them feel so good. Oh shoot, sorry, my alarm is going.
You know
off.
What's so normal is that I too prefer regular milk, but I'm in a space right now where I've been having a lot of diarrhea, so I'm trying to cut back on the dare. And as you know, I have a big performance coming up, so I'm in full psychosis. I'm fully crazy. I'm, for those listening, I'm taping my special on Wednesday, so I have a few more sleeps till I get to make my dreams come true. That's all I can say about that right now, if you're wondering.
I don't want to like talk about this because it's like I don't believe in talking about this, but like I've been having the worst diarrhea too, so much so that it's making me wonder if I keep taking too much of my meds, because the only time I've had this specific kind was when I was famously doing a track workout and I had to run into a construction site when I first got on Prozac.
Prozac.
Anyways, I don't believe in talking about.
I don't believe in talking about either at all.
Yeah.
You know what? The topical thing. You know how? So our dear friend the. I forgot to tell you something about. I had something so exciting to tell you.
Is it that Amy's coming to your show?
She is, but I don't think that was it. Anyways, friend of the pod, Haley Nauman, who has the amazing newsletter.
I love her.
I know. She's the amazing. I FaceTimed with her last night. Isn't that cute?
Incredible. I've done that.
Whoa. I've been randomly FaceTiming people because I'm in like essentially quarantina. Yeah. But I FaceTimed her and I told her newsletter, Maybe Baby, is the only reason I know about anything interesting. And she told me about the euthanasia coaster, which is How I Want to Die, which is a hypothetical roller coaster. I sent you the link, right?
I don't know that you did, but sometimes when someone sends me a link, I can't engage.
It's like I can almost tell, and I say this with love, like when I told you I couldn't go to the dating premiere, and I knew, even though I texted it to you and you responded, I knew you didn't hear.
Or Angela says that too. I forget what he was saying. He was telling me something, and I was like, "What's that?" And he was like, "You were acting like you were listening when I did tell you."
Yeah, because then the night of, you're like, "I'll see you tonight," and I'm like, "Remember, I texted you that I'm actually not coming," and you're like, "I didn't see that."
Yeah,
and
I had a
Bruce Willis sixth sense that you didn't either.
Bruce Willis. Where Bruce is he now special? Willis. I'm going to say it. We need a Where Is He Now special on Bruce Willis.
He's like still in movies.
I don't
Not
see
that
them.
I've watched them. My God.
I heard something so topical and juicy. I heard that Malignant is so scary.
Oh, would I be too scared to watch it in my house alone?
I don't know, because it's ghosts, I think.
So I should not watch it.
For me, I just am profoundly not scared by ghosts because it's not real to me.
Well, it is real.
I don't believe ghosts is real. I've never seen one, never dealt with one in my entire life.
But I would be careful. I would mind yourself if I were you, because when you start talking like that, they're going to want to make themselves known.
Well, I've been talking like this for a long time, and they've kind of been like, let's wait a little bit. But I will say, when I talk, I forget if I've mentioned this on the pod, Angela gets almost personally offended when I say that I don't believe in ghosts, because he's like, my aunt and cousin saw one. And he acts like I'm calling his cousin a liar. And
my aunt and cousin saw one. What did they see? I'm actually curious.
They saw, I think on different occasions, I forget what his aunt, I mean, I'm saying aunt because he's his aunt. I say aunt.
I say, and that's what we do on this podcast.
On this podcast, we say aunt. But
And shout out to my aunts. I have Aunt Trisha, Aunt Claire, Aunt Beth, Aunt Elizabeth.
And I want to give
a
shout out.
I have a lot of aunts. Of course, the famous Aunt Andrea, Allison's mom, Aunt Stephanie.
I actually have a solid lineup of aunts. I have Aunt Marilyn, Aunt Loretta.
Oh, Loretta's such a good name.
Aunt Donnelly, Aunt Karen. But isn't Donnelly fun?
Is that one word or?
When I was little, I thought it was one word. Grew up, found out it was two.
Absolute betrayal.
What's so crazy is that Angela also has that Aunt Donnelly.
That is actually crazy.
Kind of a battle of the Donnellys in one corner.
Now that's a Bravo program I'd actually tune in for. You know what I watched? And this is not me at all, but I watched because our dear friend of the pod, Chris Murphy, is talking head on it. I watched.
Oh, I'm so glad you watched this. I'm proud of you.
I actually cannot believe. Like, we joke about Real Housewives, like, being involved in lawsuits, but this is actually so despicable in such an intense way that I cannot believe she's still, like, out and about.
Yeah, she's still out and about.
So what's she up to? Because I don't know when that was.
So, that was, like, I would say around, I mean, it all started on Election Day 2020, kind of a poem I just said. It all started on Election Day 2020. And
I literally was like, what was that? And I just remembered, I remember what it was.
Yeah. And that on that day, it was announced she was getting divorced, and that shook the nation. And and then I guess, and that they were currently filming, but she's just, You know, I've had such a complex relationship with her because I remember when she first came on and every single gay was like, she's everything. And I was like, I actually, this person is like full of shit. Like, I just, I know, I was like, this person's full of shit. What we're seeing is not real.
And you have such a good meter of that, you and Brian.
But what I will say is she worked. And like starting last season, I was like, you know what? I finally accept her and I welcome her into my circle.
That was
and,
huge for her.
Remember? And I was, and I like, I don't know what it was. Finally, it felt like something was broken through and I was seeing a real person. And then all this drops and I'm like, oh my God, I have whiplash from how I keep changing my opinion on Erica Jane Girardi.
You're like, but I hope my insurance covers this injury because honey, Erica Jane is giving
I'm going to need some workers comp for my whiplash that I've gotten. For my whiplash that I've caught. I've caught a case of whiplash.
It's contagious.
And, but yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's being covered in the current season right now, and she's being so, I mean, she is giving an insane, almost Oscar-worthy performance where sometimes she makes different choices all the time. Sometimes she decides to go catatonic with it, and she's just like glancing into space, and she's like yesterday, actually, Michelle Collins had the funniest tweet that made me scream laugh because she gets, she's like saying all these things where it's like, okay, you're obviously lying, but if any of the women says, she's lying. She like snarls and she's like, don't you dare call me a liar. I am not a liar. And she like turns into a demon person and screams. And, but she got to this event last time and she was like being catatonic for no reason. And Kyle Richards, Paris's aunt, just kidding, aunt, was like, she goes, how are you? And Erica's like staring off into the distance for no reason. And she's like, well, Tom, there was an intruder who broke into Tom's house. Oh, Tom confronted the intruder. He had to go to get surgery for glaucoma. My son's car flipped 5 times over. And then Michelle tweeted me when I'm 25 minutes late to brunch. It was so funny.
I saw that and that like... I saw that before I watched the doc and now putting it together, that's incredible. Oh, I saw the clip where she's like, someone's like, so did you know about the lawsuits? And she like nods yes and then she goes, no, I did not. I'm like, okay.
I know. She does have this one confessional look. She's stunning. I'm obsessed with this one confessional look she has where she's in like a blue silk shirt that's like unbuttoned down so you could see like her bra, which I think is blue, and her eye makeup is in such a way where her eyes almost look like a little droopy or something, but in like an artful way, and like her hair is almost disheveled but very, you know,
tastefully so
by design. Yeah,
disheveled by design, your new hair salon.
And I think she looks incredible, and that's one of my favorite conventional looks of all time, I have to say.
She's stylish and demonic.
But yeah, this season I'm all about Garcelle, Crystal, Sutton, Kathy, who are the four new. Kathy Hilton is incredible.
Oh,
I mean,
it's so
rewarding for her to finally come on and absolutely slay the game.
The house down. I need to tell you, I thought of you because
I didn't know you would think of me.
I think of you a lot, but I especially thought of you yesterday because I purchased... I purchased the cucumbers that even kids might like if they don't like regular cucumbers.
Oh, according to Bethany's.
I purchased Bethany's tiny cucumbers. Oh, was that on the Patreon app?
That might have been on the Patreon
app. Well, so for those who don't care about us, Bethany is making one of her salad videos. I'm going to go ahead and take this one, even though this is kind of your arena.
Yes, and I will say a lot of people do still to this day are messaging me, tagging me in the comments saying there is another salad video. Mm-hmm. She is making a salad, but we did discuss it on the Patreon.
So what we've done is we've seen the salad video and Bethany has these little, I believe they're called English cucumbers. They're kind of small and seedless. And she's chopping them up and she says, kids who don't like regular cucumbers, they could like these. Is that the quote?
She goes, yeah.
She's I want to like, get it right. You do the reading.
I mean, I forget too, but it's like she was like, yeah, I love these little cucumbers. They're so good. They don't have the big, soggy, wet seeds. Kids who don't like cucumbers, could like these. It's like, what are you talking about? And to be,
I had them yesterday and they were really good.
It felt like she had to legally like reshoot it. They're like, you know what? You can't say that kids will like them who don't like cucumbers. You need to say could.
Here's what I'll say. Have you ever done a neti pot?
No, but I went through a phase where I found out about them and was intrigued by them.
So I just did it this morning. I've been doing it the past 2 days because I'm in a full stupor, absolute freaking out about the show Wednesday. So I want my voice and my health to be at top tier. So I'm doing my neti, taking my wellness, but there's basically a saline solution kind of gushing out of my nostrils as we pod. Just wanted to let you know.
I've always wanted to do one, but what I've always really wanted to do is where you put a candle on your ear.
Oh, right, right.
I remember my roommate did that one time.
If y'all know about that, can we do it?
Let's do. Does it work? Outdoor, is it real?
Let's do like an outdoor earwax candling. I don't think it's real. Everything about earwax is misinformation. I feel like
it's crazy. It's that fake news. You, Instagram needs to do like they do with the vaccine where they're like, look up real sources. They need to be posting that for earwax.
Like, everyone is convinced that we're all, okay, society would have, the media would have you think that we're all constantly like just jamming earwax deep in our ears by pulling it out. It's like, that's not what's happening. I know it's coming out because it's on my little cute.
So I have to say, when Angelo's ear got really clogged, he went online. Oh, wow. He found this thing that was like, we had to throw it out because I was getting too obsessed with it. But it was like a little like.
Oh, is it the spiral?
No. It had a camera. So you could see. Oh. You download an app on your phone. Which no, for some reason he had to download it on my phone for some reason. That, and so like you can stick in it and you see your own inside of your ear on your phone. And I was too obsessed and we had to throw it out because he was doing, because he had, I would say, more earwax come out of his ear than I've ever seen come out of a human.
Oh, I wish I could see it.
It was incredible to see it. What is it about biology that, why do we love to see it?
Well, the thing, here's what I'll say, and I feel the same way about, okay, this is, I'm trying to make an analogy or a metaphor. The way that I feel like, I don't care about kids, but if they're my own, I'm going to really love them. That's how I feel about seeing, like, my friend's zits pop. Like, I'm not into the Dr. Pimple Popper. I don't like that stuff on TikTok. It makes me physically sick. But on my friends or my boyfriend, I want to see it.
I don't want to see it. Angelo always is wanting to see pimples. He's always needing to see it. Online, no, not other people's. Just his own and mine.
Oh, on my own. You know that my ex, and I said, I
don't even want to see it on me. I don't care about pimples popping.
Oh my God, I have to see it. You know, my ex would get mad at me when I would look at, this is great. He's a nice person, but he would get mad at me when I would, if I blew my nose and I looked at it, he'd be like, don't look at it.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, I have to look at it legally to know what flavor, like what, like, and to that ex, what style is it? Like, is it green?
And to that ex, I say, get well soon.
Yeah. And honey, I thought I was the sick one, but here I am years later rehashing this.
No, I had another thought about biology and about God and about all these things.
Okay, speaking of biology and God really quick, because I revealed this on the Patreon, but not in reality. This is the podcast for people who don't care about us. I have received I bought with my credit card, an Apple Watch. And it's taken over my life. And I'll be talking more about that at a later date. Go on, Pat. What do you think about biology?
And I shared on the Patreon that I got a new Garmin watch, and I'm on Strava because I'm starting to run it. And I'm very out of shape, but I am on Strava. And so if you do want to follow, I only have like 7 followers, but I don't care about followers on Strava. But anyways, I was having this thought about biology and God just moments ago when I was waking up. I was like, why is it so hard? Why is God, who claims to be this girl's girl who has our back, who pre-improv show has our back, why is God making it so hard to wake up? Why is the experience of waking up so unpleasant? I don't understand it.
I know, you think God would rouse you with like her gentle whisper for once.
Do you know what I always think about every second of my entire life? What? I think about when I, before it was a movie, read the novel Cloud Atlas, and
what's it about?
God only knows, but I remember it's like one where it's like a, there's lots of framing devices, so you keep like, I don't know, there's lots of different like things where it's like disconnected or something.
Okay.
It's
artful.
In one of them, it's kind of the society where like, kind of these people are drones that like are only invented to work at a fast food place, and the fast food place like gives them a gas in the morning so that they wake up and like they make sure they have exactly the right amount of sleep to be productive, but not too much sleep. But like, because of the gas they shoot in, they don't want to go back to sleep. And I'm like, oh, they're so, I always wish that I could have access to that gas. Cause I mean, in a way that's kind of perfect. You know what I mean?
Wait, I'm sorry. We have to address what's happening with pop producer Allison.
Wait, what just happened?
You just opened a glass jar full of juice. Now is that something you bought or made?
I bought it.
Okay, good. No, I would feel really thrown off if you were all of a sudden kind of juicing and putting it in glass jars, because
And Bethany also said on an Instagram, I forget if it was in that Instagram, but she was like, had a bag of chopped romaine or organic chopped romaine or something like that. And she was like, this makes me sad because as soon as you chop something, the processing is starting. So she's saying that because this has been chopped, it is processed. Some people will say things like that.
Well, I feel like romaine lettuce is always like in the news for like literally poisoning us, but it can be so good, I have to say.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay. If I was so rich, like Richie, like the famous rich person, Richie Rich, instead of having a McDonald's in my basement, I would have a chopped creative salads in my basement.
Oh my God. I walked by the chopped on Astor Place yesterday and I thought used to be such a big part of my life, and I didn't go in.
That was never a huge part of my life, that one.
For me, this time of year usually means getting back into a busier schedule. You know I love food, but when I'm swamped, thinking about what's for lunch, let alone actually finding time to grocery shop, is literally impossible, stressful, and gives me regular indigestion. Thanks to Daily Harvest, my freezer is always stocked with delicious options that are ready in minutes.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare and never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. And that goes for everything.
My favorite that they do offer is actually their broccoli and cheese harvest bowl. It's actually incredible. It makes you feel very autumnal, which is kind of timely in this moment. And it's just like good and savory, but also you feel kind of healthy for one single second. And so that is my favorite option that they have.
And what I will have to say to you, my friend, is that Daily Harvest is actually all about preserving and protecting the earth for current and future generations to come. From their recyclable and compostable packaging to investing in organic farming practices and reducing food waste, they believe in leaving the earth a better place than they found it.
Daily Harvest is delicious food, all built on whole organic fruits and vegetables that conveniently stays fresh in your freezer. So it's ready when you are. It's really the whole package, you guys.
Enjoy this time of year even more like I do with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code SEEKTREATMENT to get up to $40 off your first box. That's code SEEKTREATMENT for up to $40 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com, y'all. So, hey, basically after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, wait, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. Because there isn't one.
Mint Mobile's secret sauce, if you will, to kind of borrow a term, is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. So by cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of like mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet, sweet, sweet savings direct to you. And I've had the privilege and honor to actually be a Mint Mobile customer for a little while, and I am loving it. I mean, I switched from AT&T, and I have noticed no difference in the service. It's even maybe a little bit better, I think. And so I'm really glad, and the savings are incredible. So I am very happy. I'm a very happy camper.
My friend is happy, and what I will say is if you want to be happy like my friend, or if you're just looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month, baby. I'll plans come with unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. So you use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. Uh-oh, y'all.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. So switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month.
So, to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/seek treatment. That's mintmobile.com/seek treatment. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/seek treatment.
Wait, can I address something with you? So, speaking of sleep, I'm now tracking, and I'm sorry, I do have a new personality now. Also, we warned me of this, but I've now been sober for 17 days, and the first week, literally, I was like, okay, I'm high on ecstasy, and now I feel hungover every morning, regardless of having not had alcohol. Okay, moving on. Sore, and you warned me about that, and haven't lost a pound, but don't care, because bodies are beautiful. Okay, sore. What I was gonna say is my Apollina, my new girl. She tracks my sleep, and what I've learned, my phone literally has like a warning sign that says I'm getting way more deep sleep than the average person. Now you've heard everything.
That's so good.
No, but can a scientist I don't feel amazing. Can a scientist weigh in?
That's frustrating, because that means it's like, it's one of those things where you wish you weren't getting deep sleep so you could know why you feel that way.
Right.
I can't imagine I get good deep sleep, though I am a good sleeper. Though there's construction going on next door, and they do this thing before 8 a.m. where it feels as though it's a Los Angeles, California earthquake is happening next door, and our literal apartment is shaking. And I say to myself, what coast am I on? Because this is feeling like an earthquake to me.
Now, not to sound like an aunt, JK got you, aunt. And Allison, tell me, you know, I feel like I walk around, because now that I have my Apple, Apollina, my daughter.
I've never want an Apple Watch, no offense. I would never want that.
Oh, wait, I have to. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for this moment forever. Okay, so there was the most, so I walk into the Apple store because I'm going to buy an Apple Watch. And the most amazing Apple employee walks up to me. His name is Brandon. And he had a twinkle in his eye, and he goes, we've met before. And I said, Brandon, I had a feeling. Because Brandon used to work at Showtime. And I met him when I did the promo voiceover for the new L Word. They didn't ask me back. I don't think so. Shout out to them. I hope they're well. Quick audition. The L Word. Fridays at 10. Get it with your girls. The L Word. New Generation Q. Okay. So anyways, Brandon was like, we've met before, and I think he listens to the pods. So I want to give him a hearty grass-fed organic shout out, because he's stunning. He's fabulous. And he's now in school at FIT. And I was like, well, you're the wrong person for this job, because I'm asking you about an Apple Watch. And he was like, yeah, no one at FIT would ever wear an Apple Watch. And I was like, which is the least ugly one? And he was like, there is no least ugly one. And then we had the best time of our lives.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. But I would say to those people at FIT, like, you only live once. If you do want an Apple Watch, maybe just wear it and don't worry about, you know, the aesthetic of it all.
Absolutely. So I'm loving my girl. But what I've noticed now that I'm walking, so shout out to Brandon, crush the week. He's a belated but yet early crush the week. Shout out, j'adore you. Okay. So now that let me say this. I feel like there's construction on literally every street in Manhattan. Am I right or wrong? Am I right? Has it always been that way? Am I sounding old or young or wrong?
I haven't been in Manhattan.
If y'all are listening, tell me if I'm sounding old, young, wrong, or right.
You know what I would like so badly right now? A literal wine glass filled with ice water. Oh, God, I would kill someone for that right now.
Wait, you know what makes me so horny? Is it like, say, like a fancy hotel where they put, and this is crazy, but picture this, wine glass full of ice water, and then they have like the little paper... Do you know what I'm saying, Pat? Like the little paper canopy on top, and then you take it off when you want to drink it?
Oh, yes. No, actually.
Do you know what
I'm thinking of like San Pellegrino, where you kind of like... That is crazy, the peeling off that goes on in San Pellegrino culture.
What do you mean?
Like the cans of San Pellegrino have a little peel that you peel off just to access the top of the can.
I appreciate that, because sometimes I put my mouth to a DC can and I think like How many fingers have laid themselves on this tab?
I never think about that. Wait, I'm sorry. I have to go get a glass of water. I'm dying.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. I'll talk. I have a lot to say. So, hey, y'all. It's me. Pat is getting some water. This is so embarrassing, but basically now that I'm sober, by which I mean I haven't had a drink in 17 days, but who's counting? Actually, what I will say about the first 3 days were difficult. Like, I was so used to having a drink a night, and now I don't think about it. But I'm filling the void by being addicted to online shopping in a whole new way. And I have to reveal that I ended up getting an iPad as well. And I didn't want to share that because I don't know what I'm going to use it for. But I'm excited to – she just arrived today, so I'm excited to open her up. I'm picturing me like with a lawnmower, like vroom vroom, starting up my iPad. That's kind of what I'm up to. But basically, y'all, I've been kind of quarantining for this shoot, and I haven't seen anyone or done anything in about a month, which is rock and roll. And that's that. I'm excited for the shoot, which I'll talk more about later. And then, oh my God, Pat's walking back. That's so exciting. So I've been watching, shout out to Michael Cyril Creighton, because I've been watching his show, Only Murders in the... I'm actually really enjoying it.
Wait, I love this show. People aren't talking about it enough.
I know. Aren't you really enjoying it?
I'm loving it. Martin Short is making me laugh my ass off.
I mean, they're everything. Martin and Steve Martin.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Put that together. But you all know I was raised on my favorite movie, Father of the Bride. So that duo has been a lifelong obsession. And the show is so charming. I don't have feelings about Selena Gomez, but she's definitely there.
I love her.
She's literally she's giving so little to the program.
Oh, I think she's giving a lot.
I think she's right. I think she's doing a good job, but like, she is one of the least emotive people I've ever witnessed. But I don't dislike it.
You do feel a certain wall with Selena, but that to me...
That's good for the character.
It draws me in even more. But I've always felt like she wasn't letting me completely in, which I actually hugely respect about her. And that's why she's been able to have longevity in this business.
So to
Selena, I say continue not letting me in, because it's making us love you even more.
And we know she listens to the pod. But Michael Cyril Creighton, who literally is a genius in everything he touches, shout out. Of course, like the first scene with him, I'm laughing out loud in the lobby.
Yeah, he's so good in it. It's crazy.
He's just so, so talented. And I'm so happy. It seems like he's doing a lot of stuff. So that makes me
happy. I think that he is. Yeah.
He's like... When someone's a working actor, it's like, thank God, for once.
I know.
Give someone talented a job for one single second.
No one's talking about that show. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm all caught up. Are you?
I think I am, but it's one of those things where I started it, like, thinking it was all available, and then...
What
is the German word for when it doesn't... The next one doesn't come on?
And then it says Tuesday at 12. It's like...
And I'm like, that's not the way in which I'm watching this show. I'm watching it all at once. it doesn't realize I'm watching it all at once. I'm not doing the Tuesday at 12 thing.
You know what I really want to watch, but I'm having technical difficulties? I really want to watch dear friend of the pod. She hasn't been on it yet, but I adore her. Beanie Feldstein in the Monica Lewinsky show.
I want to watch it too.
I want to watch it so bad. She looks so good. I just love her. I love both of them. I love both Beanie and Monica, and I want to watch the show, but it's not streaming.
Do you remember when Monica was on that show with people wearing masks in the aughts?
No.
I think it was called like Mr. Personality or something. It was like a Bachelor type show, but all the men had to wear masks so the women couldn't know if they were like...
Okay, here's me being Twitter. Okay, what did they know that we didn't? 2020 vibes.
Oh my God, yeah.
Wait. Okay, I know we don't want to talk about this, but Met Gala. Gala? Gala. Who knows? Who knows? I wasn't invited.
It's kind of an aunt-aunt situation.
The Met Gala Gala. See, growing up, I was gala, 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 gala. But then I'm more gala, gala, gala.
I almost think I say gala.
For there to be a third, holy trinity, gala, gala, gala.
That's crazy for there to be a third.
And I will name my three daughters gala, gala, and gala.
I love that.
So speaking of, the theme was horrible. It was ultimately boring. My favorite looks, Michaela Cole had this incredible, incredible sequin jumpsuit that went into the boots, which I'm obsessed with, in a gorgeous blue.
I don't think I saw that.
Her look was incredible. My other favorite look was Barbie Ferreira, who I'm such a fan of in Euphoria. She had this pearl dress that I was addicted to.
Who did she play in Euphoria?
She's like the cam girl.
Oh, cool, cool.
She's so good. And then Billie Eilish... I have a fraught relationship with her ever since did I talk in the pod about how I had a weird meltdown during her documentary?
No, but I don't I'm not a huge fan of Billie Eilish.
Well, everyone knows I'm a huge fan of the second part of one of her songs in the new album, but I had this weird meltdown watching the documentary at just the beginning, because she was like, I was in a bad mood, and then I turned it on and she was like complaining about how she didn't want to write songs, and I was like, I turned to Brian and I was like, does she know how lucky she is to be able to make music? And he was like, whoa, why are you being mean about this random teenage girl? And I was like, let's watch something else. But anyways, here's how I feel about her look. I don't want to criticize anyone, because it's like, ultimately, she's a teenage girl that I don't know who's extremely talented. But I did not like her look, is the last thing I'll say in my life.
I don't think I saw it either. I'm such a bad gay. I'm such a bad gay for that. Because I didn't do... Oh, what's that?
Who else had a good look? AOC.
AOC?
AOC, my God. Send help.
I keep wanting to think of a tweet where I say I'm going to wear that dress to, like, somewhere that's, like... I don't know.
Oh, my word. That was so, like... I actually lack the language to express how deeply sad that made me feel.
I just never need my elected officials to
be at the Met Gala Gala Gala.
I also, or it's like she like guest judged Drag Race. Oh my God! What?
I
personally don't need you to be making policy, but also like. Being on Drag Race, the TV show. You know what I mean?
It is. That's so, just me. It's dystopian. But that's just us. I'm sure there's someone who listens to the pod who thought that dress was a slay, and I want to lift you up and say whatever works.
Yes.
What else is up? I feel like there's actually so much to talk about. I've been alone for so many days. It's crazy. Let's do a letter.
Yeah, let's do a letter.
Hi, Kat and Pat. My name is Matt, which is iconic that it rhymes with your guys' names. The first thing I want to say, unrelated to my question, is I know you guys love Love Island, and there's this partially scripted British reality show called The Only Way is Essex, and it's absolutely iconic, and I think you guys will love it, so check it out. So my question for you guys is, I am a 21-year-old gay man, as you can probably tell, and... I have never been in a serious relationship, which is, like, a tale as old as time, I'm sure, but lots of long-term flings and everything, but no one's ever been like, I want to be exclusive with you, and I guess, you know, at this point in my life, like, my late 20s, it sounds so pathetic, but it's just left me feeling kind of, like, undesirable and, like, I don't know, down, for lack of a better word, so... I guess, like, what do you guys do to gas yourselves up when you're feeling worthless or down or depressed? You guys make me laugh, so try to make it funny. Just kidding. Serious life advice would be helpful, too. Thanks. Love yous. Bye.
Okay, we've been threatened. I've been threatened by that person.
Oh, my God. First of all,
I like that person.
I want to pick you up in my little palm and say... You don't need to be down. Hot is a state of mind, bitch.
But wait, I am having something where, because my headphones, I have really crappy headphones, there was a section in the middle that I couldn't quite understand about his relationship.
I think he's saying no one's ever wanted to, like, be exclusive with him. He's feeling undesirable and, like, no one really wants him. And yeah. I've been there so many times, and it's, like, it's so cliche, but it's... not about anyone else. It's like you have to be addicted to yourself. And just for me, when I'm feeling that way, when I exercise, I feel so powerful and instantly endorphins make me feel way better. B, I put on an amazing outfit. Yesterday, I went for a walk in jeans just to remind myself that I was a person. And
for some reason, I just had a visual of you like going for a walk in only jeans, like completely topless.
But you know, that's one of my favorite images, like business slacks and no top. I think it's so funny with like a crossbody bag. It makes me laugh so much. Like me walking into like Rockefeller Center with like no top, high waisted business succession pants, crossbody bag that goes between my tits, and being like, hey, I'm here to see Kelsey.
Lauren Michaels.
I'm here to see Lauren.
Now also what we have to adjust this to, I think that this person's 21 years old. So that's so.
Oh, wait, did they say late 20s though? Why are they lying?
Oh, wait.
21 is actually fetus vibes. Like I didn't have an actual, I don't have an actual relationship till I was like 25.
Yeah.
Like I had boys, yeah, but they weren't real. We didn't respect each other.
21's a fetus. 21, you absolutely can still be aborted outside of Texas.
Oh my God.
I think that there's plenty of time. And I think your early 20s, you don't want to feel. People who are hot at 21 and like feeling like
they're not
sexually,
doing well. They're not doing well. They're being used.
They're being used even by other 21 year olds. And I just think you want to. I don't know. Now I do think you want your 20s to be this period of like turbulence almost, because
oh my God, yes, collect the stories. Wait, I have to find my charger, but Pat, keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, when I was 21, I mean, I was this like completely unhinged person who I actually was in a relationship with a woman for a time when I was 21 years old, and didn't know who I was. And it's like, I don't even think you're brain is fully completely formed when you're 21. I think that might be science. And so I think just, but I know how it feels where you're like, when's this going to start? When am I going to feel kind of coming into my own? But you kind of just have to trust that those things will come. You will understand yourself eventually, and other people's opinions of you, even if they think you're hot, they will matter less to you. That the journey of that is not to be skipped over. I think it is like, you know, a big part of the project of life. So, I mean, this isn't hilariously funny, I wouldn't say, but I do think that, I do think you just have to kind of grow into yourself. I think that is what life is all about. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. Life is so long. Life is really, really long in a lot of cases. In a lot of cases, in a lot of cases, it's long. In some cases, it is short. But I mean, I think you just have so many years to figure yourself out, probably. You know what I mean?
Totally. I feel like I'm at the age where, like, just the other day, I was like, oh, I'm at the age where I actually look different. You know, what am I trying to say? This actually is unrelated to the question. So just a quick, I want to send that person love. And I feel like they have it all. They're like, you're going to be so fine, you know? But what I was saying, I'm at the age 30 where like, and maybe this is in my head, but I used to feel like I didn't look that different, whether or not I like tried to look good. Now I feel like when I don't try, like how I look right now, I look like a different person than when I try.
I went through a thing where I was, people were always like, you look so young, it's crazy, like you look like a child, like not in a good way, and right. Now people are like, you don't look like a child, or even a young adult, you look like an old adult.
Old beach.
Did I tell you about my CVS experience where I CV.
Go ahead.
I to this moment have no CBS experiences, but fingers crossed. Oh wait, oh my. Okay, I know who my crush of the week is. But. Anyways, I go into CVS to buy nicotine gum a couple weeks ago, and the person it's a young man is ringing me up, and he's being taught by kind of his coworker, an older woman, and so she's like, I'm buying nicotine gum, and he's like, I think because on the screen, he's like, oh, when's your birthday or something? And something happened where, like, because you have to be 21 to buy nicotine gum, and he was like, and the woman's like, yeah, you only have to ask that if they look young.
Yeah.
And I was like, I used to always get carded for nicotine gum, and if I didn't have an idea on me, I would be like, listen, I need it so bad. I know I look like a little baby, but let me just party with this gum. But
get your rocks off with the gum.
But anyways, I hope we help that person. I do sometimes feel like by accident when someone is like, a lot of times we'll get questions from 21-year-old and I'm always like, a lot of times we get questions from 21-year-old and I'm always just like, it's going to be fine. But it really is. In 21, your 20s, you just always are freaking out all the time and it always feels like everything's wrong. In my 30s, everything does still feel wrong, but in a different way. And I really don't worry too much about if people dislike me right in this moment.
I've been having a really hard time.
I haven't been having so much of a hard time with that specific thing. I more worry about more existential things. Like, am I doing the right thing with my life? Like, is there a meaning in what I'm doing? Do I enjoy what I'm doing? Am I spending my time here appropriately? Like, that kind of thing.
Not that you asked me at all, but I think you are literally doing what you were put on earth to do.
Thank you very much for even saying that. I'm in a place right now where I'm doing a second draft of something and it's just
you were put on earth to do a second draft of something.
I hate second drafts. I mean, to do a second draft of something is to constantly be like, I'm literally 50% chance I'm making this worse or better. There's no way of knowing at all, and it's just like absolute hell.
Oh my god.
Okay, so there was lots going on this spring, and you can be forgiven, maybe, if you missed some things. But if you missed the ABC hit comedy Home Economics, you messed up! Because this hilarious show is at 82% on Rotten Tomatoes, with critics saying it hits all the right comedic notes.
So here's the sitch. It's about three adult siblings with families of their own and each with wildly different economic situations, from mega rich to middle class to just getting by. And TV Guide says American Vandal's Jimmy Tatro, Bluff City Law's Caitlin McGee, and That 70s Show's vet Topher Grayson kill it as the siblings. Plus, adding Carla Zuza from How to Get Away with Murder and SNL's Sasir Zameda to the cast, and this is comedy you've got to check out.
All of season one is streaming on Hulu, and season two premieres Wednesday, September 22nd at 9:30, 8:30 Central after The Conners on ABC, with Hall of Fame football legend Jerry Rice as guest star. Definitely check it out and tell your siblings about it too. Watch it together and work through your own sibling rivalry issues with heartwarming comedy. This breakout hit show could be your breakthrough moment with finally understanding each other, or just half an hour where you laugh, and not have to deal with your brother's or sister's issue of the week.
Or issues of the week. Nobody has time for that. Just laugh together watching Home Economics after The Conners, Wednesdays at 9:30, 8:30 Central on ABC. Then hug it out and or drive home with your significant other, venting about your siblings and just being happy you at least had some laughs watching Home Economics.
Yes.
I would like to make Only Murders in This Building, but it already was made by somebody else.
Well, I saw it was renewed for a season two. Maybe you could write for it.
Oh, maybe if those people are listening.
I feel like it's the
listening.
Kind of thing that... I wonder if that's the kind of thing where, like, they wrote the whole thing.
I know. It could be.
It's so fun. I know. It's such a good idea, too. It's like, especially because I'm such a murder podcast whore. I'm like,
yeah.
I love y'all.
Yeah, Martin Short makes me laugh so hard in it.
He is...
Everything he said, I'm dying nonstop.
Everything about the dips, I'm obsessed with that.
It's one of those rare things where, like, it's really funny, but you also care what happens next. And that is, like,
such a... And that never happens.
And that's, like, what I want to make, is something that's very funny and silly, but it is also a real thing.
I know. What other shows are like that? Because that's so hard to do.
I know. I mean, Succession's kind of like that.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily well, I do LOL sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely LOL sometimes. But I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
I mean,
maybe American Vandal was kind of like that. You kind of cared.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't get into that.
Everyone oh, you couldn't that. Get into it? I thought it was very funny.
Brian's obsessed. Brian, who I haven't seen in 100 years. Oh, but we had sex in a park.
Really?
I forgot to tell you this. We had
which part?
I'm like, should I not talk about the part? We had so.
Well, can I ask why you did that?
Okay, so here's what's happening. Basically, he starts shooting his thing on Monday, and he's been wanting to go to the gym. And I was like, I don't want to get COVID, so let's just not see each other for a few days, so I can be like, you know. But then he was exposed to COVID because he had lunch with someone who had it, and so I was like, damn, now we haven't been able to, like, we haven't hugged and kissed each other since September 5th.
Yes.
So anyways, we've been going on like the occasional long walk, but like, we're getting horny. So
I will say, you know, you can get COVID from having sex in a park, and you could even get pregnant from it.
Okay, well, let me tell you that let's argue about this because so what happened was, it was after dark, and what we did was there was no one in this little park.
Which park?
I don't want to revealed. There was a little park, and me, the shy girl who had sex in a park, and basically we made a plan, and I wore like a sundress with nothing underneath, and then we were in the, and then basically he sat on, we had masks on. And he sat on a bench, and then I'm like, is this bad to talk about? And then I sat like on his dick. Facing away from each other.
That's cool. That's kind
of
gay.
So it was kind of reverse cowgirl. We did reverse cowgirl in masks in a park, dead sober on a weeknight.
Interesting. That reminds me of in my 20s, shout out to our listener before, being in a park for, I think it might have been Katie Ruth's birthday. For someone's birthday, I was in McCarran Park for, which is literally the tale of your 20s.
Damn, McCarran Park is literally a parking lot.
And there was this couple, like, on, like, it was a packed park, literally. It was, mm-hmm. It was, like, nice weather in McCarran Park, middle of a Saturday, and there was this couple with a blanket over them that were, like, clearly having sex, and it was just, like... But then they immediately parted ways, and it was the kind of thing where I was, like, oh, you guys just, like, kind of found each other online. Like, this is your thing. Like, you guys are kind of strangers to each other.
Oh, and, yeah, so public sex is not at all my thing, but I've, like, we haven't touched in so long. But then I couldn't, like, really bounce up and down because I didn't want to be, like, noticed. So it was kind... It wasn't, like, didn't feel...
But sometimes it's fun to be like,
it was still. Fun. It's fun to be like used,
yeah,
sexually. So I was like, just fill me up, you know. But then I
wait. Did you watch? Oh my god! Did you?
I was frantically googling like, can you get COVID from cum? And it says probably no.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
I also don't think Brian has COVID, but we're just being extra careful.
What was I going to say? Wait, did you watch the show Love Life? No, Sex Life. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Sex/Life. Did we talk about it?
Oh my god. Well. I don't know.
It's hell on earth.
I've watched. It's so painful. I've watched, I think, like 5 or 6 episodes of it.
I obviously watched the entirety of it, but remember that?
So there's the big dick. There's the fake nipple. I think those are fake nipples.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We did talk about this. But you remember there's that one part where, like, he was doing this, like, crazy sex position that feels incredible.
Oh, my God. I was frantically googling it. I was like, what is that?
You know, where he, like, kind of stands still almost.
Or the dick is, like, backwards. I was like, why? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're like, inside out and backwards.
That show is so crazy. And I'm like, who created the show? How did it get made?
I know. It's like, that's when you know. It's like, yeah, it's, you know, really a crapshoot these
days.
And
both the guy, like, oh my god, both guys are, I know, both guys are so not hot to me that I feel crazy.
Really? Oh, so for me, the husband.
You know, they're dating in real life, the musician guy and the main girl.
Oh, I thought you were going to mean the two guys.
I wish. That would be so hot.
I thought you were going to mean that. But
my friend thought I was going to mean that towards him.
No, for me, who's so hot is the husband who is supposed to be like not hot comically.
The husband is not hot.
Oh, he's so hot to me. But the other guy, the guy who's supposed to be like sex on a platter is like not hot to me.
I know, because Australian accents are not for me.
But what I was going to say is regarding public sex is because you said you weren't a public sex girl generally. So am I not a public sex girl. And whenever someone's like, there's a certain culture around being alive where people will always be like, there's a culture around being alive where everyone's always like, what's the craziest place you had sex?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, grow up for one. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me by asking that.
One time in my college acting class, shout out. We were taking the train to the city to see a production of Our Town at the Barrow Street Theater. And we got 5 guys before. And I was like, this is really good. And then on the way home, we were playing like Never Have I Ever. And I was still a virgin. And so they were all talking about the craziest place they've had sex. And I was like, I've never had sex. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And I was like so proud. I was like, yeah, I've never had sex. And I'm like, how annoying was I? My God.
Well, I mean, wait, you were in high school?
No, I was in college.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because that's like...
We all know as a community I had sex at the end of my sophomore year of college.
Yeah.
In the 1901 dorm.
For me, somewhere between sophomore and junior.
Wow.
Anyways.
With that amazing girl?
Yes. Wait, can we do...
another letter?
another letter. Another scarlet letter. Do we help that person? I hope.
I know. Well, I couldn't. I feel bad because I couldn't hear part of their question, but I want to send love and feel free to DM me. I answer.
Definitely DM us. For me, it's so random if I answer or not.
I try to answer. Everyone, when they're sweet, I always try and answer. Letter vibes.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Pat. This is Hi. Emma. Your podcast has honestly been my one and only saving grace lately. I recently went through the world's most painful breakup. It was my first love, and she absolutely tore out my heart and, you know, stepped all over it. And is now dating a new person who she started dating like maybe days after she tore me apart. And now I'm living in a new city, where I famously already hooked up with my roommate, who I now have the ick for. And I'm feeling super lonely. So basically, I would just love some advice on how to get out of this absolute rut that I maybe dug myself into. But yeah, I would love some thoughts and prayers. So yeah, I love you guys so much, probably more than I should. Anyways, okay, bye.
Emma, love you.
I don't know. You know, this is funny because I don't have really good experience with, like, you know, a very profound ex in terms of, like, an adult relationship ending. I don't really have that lived experience. So I don't really know what that feels like. I've never had that kind of shattering moment. You know what I mean?
But let me quickly say, you did not dig yourself or get yourself into the situation. This is just life being life towards you. And it's actually a good thing this happened, because anyone who can end something with you and then immediately start dating someone else is just like literally covering something and hiding from something that isn't right within them. And so
I was, sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was wondering during that how much it would affect me for that to happen, for it to be like a soon after. I don't know if it would be any worse for me. I think either way, I think if they didn't like me, it would, or maybe, it, I mean,
oh,
whatever, I don't know.
So it's devastating when you hear like, oh yeah, he's actually like seeing that girl now. And you're like, wait, already?
Yeah.
I've been there. I mean, oh my God. I know that feeling where you're literally like, I will never not feel this way. It's hard to even it's hard to remember now that I'm not in that place, but I just remember like, ordering Domino's at literally 10 a.m.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Like making all my friends come sit in bed with me. It sounds like you moved to a new city, so it makes sense that you're feeling lonely. I would say like try and like, even if you're not in the mood, just like try and call people on the phone to catch up, because it will lift your spirits a little bit. Try and just like read and watch TV shows that make you feel better.
Be really nice to yourself, and also do things that like you don't do. You know, I feel like whenever there's something something that's a big part of your life has gone away for any reason, like you know, doing stuff that you weren't able to do because of that big thing taking up space in your life, like do indulge in doing those things, and like enjoy that, I guess. But what was I going to say? Oh my God. Oh, this is totally separate, and this isn't part of the answer at all. But you know what's the spiciest thing on earth is Domino's jalapenos. They get them from some special place that's literally so spicy. It hurts
that
you so bad.
Good.
I mean, incredible it is. But
so
it's,
Emma, just get us some Domino's jalapenos. And
only if you like spicy. Only if you like really spicy.
Damn. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, like, you know, just feel your emotions. Don't try to run from them. And I mean, that sounds so cliche, doesn't it?
For me, it's all about exercise, hot baths, and getting into a book. That will fix
reading
a lot of things.
I just started The Vanishing Half, which everyone's like coming over.
Yeah, what's it about? I want to read it. what's it about? I want to read it. She said,
I'm
so fucking stupid.
I'm only one chapter into it, but it's about twins so far. Okay. It's about people who are ultimately twins. Do you ever wish you had a twin?
No, When I was little, but now yes. It sounds like absolute hell.
The experience of life is like when you're a little wanting a twin and growing up and being like, absolutely. Thank God I don't have a twin.
I think we touched on twins in the last episode, but I don't want to be a twin. But if there are any twins in the
listen, pod, we're going to be talking about twins in more than one twins episode. Is hard, they're a like, huge part of the world.
It's so sci-fi that there are so many twins around, especially now more than ever, because I feel like when you do IVF, you get twins. Like, my body's broken, so I feel like I might hopefully have twins one day.
Oh, interesting. See, I feel like there's less twins than ever. No, there's a time where like, twins were everywhere. You looked.
No, that was in pop culture, but not in reality, which is, and I have to make the distinction.
And it's almost like that's why we're not having twins in pop culture anymore, is because they're so commonplace that we don't feel the need to be injecting them into pop culture.
Yeah, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not
novelty.
Novel, yeah. There's lack, there's no. what was I going to say? My family's coming into town for the taping.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I haven't seen them in a while. I haven't seen my mom in so long. I'm very excited. And my brother's getting ready. Billy, I'm sad. He's getting ready to, I'm happy for him because he's going on national tour with the band's Visit musical. I'm so proud of him. It's such an amazing show.
I'm happy for you because you get his fucking apartment.
Good for me. I'm getting his apartment, aren't I? Yes, I'm getting his apartment. So he's going away for a year, which is sad because he is one of my best friends in the world. But I'm taking his apartment, which is next door to mine and bigger than mine. And so I think I'm ready for a fresh start. I'm going to move into that apartment. And then I think when he's back and he wants the apartment back, then I'll move in with my lover.
Oh, really?
I think that's the plan. Like after,
is that on the table? Is that on the table?
It's on the table like a like sex on a platter, like the Australian guy. I'm losing it. I don't like this coffee. But anyways, I think so. Yeah, I guess that would mean that Brian and I would maybe move in together like a year from now, essentially.
And you do think that would be in Brooklyn?
Well, I don't. Here's how I feel. I want to live in Manhattan, but it's the classic thing where even as times are changing, everything still is. There's wow, I'm really losing it. I want a bigger apartment. You can't get that unless it's literally to get a big apartment in Manhattan. It's look nonstop. It's actually, even no matter how rich I was, the idea of paying $8,000 a month on rent, it does not even compute to me.
Yeah.
So I think we could get a nice like two bed in Brooklyn for maybe like $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
Which would be probably the top of the budge.
All my brothers live in Manhattan. Two of them.
But do they live in one bedrooms? Because I'm kind of scared. Because we don't have offices. I think if we both had work to go to, a one bedroom would be fine, but we're both just going to be home constantly.
Well, my one brother who you have a sexual connection with.
And thank you for bringing that up.
He lives in Hell's Kitchen, but he's like 25, but he has just like two roommates, and it's kind of like this apartment that you think you're going to live in your 20s, you know what I mean? That's like in Manhattan, and it's like kind of fun. So it's like I'm envious of that. And I don't think his rent is that bad. And then my other brother is like a lawyer, and he lives on the Upper West Side. And
That's actually the thing, is that if you want to get a good deal in Manhattan, you have to move uptown where no one really wants to live.
And be a lawyer.
You have to be
deal, you have to be a lawyer.
I would love to live uptown, but I think because my lover grew up uptown, I think to him that's too like, no, I'm not living like where I grew up.
I would love to live near Central Park, but I did. I'm so excited because I have been trying to run more, and I finally found some good running near my apartment. Like 3 miles away from me, there's like these trails that you don't even feel like you're in the city. It's heaven.
Wait, where?
It's called Forest Park, but no one go there. I don't want I don't want to see everyone there. Don't bleep it, because I do want people to know where it is. Mm-hmm. So if they're looking for trails, then you do have access to them. But it's kind of incred.
Central Park is unbelievable. Saturday I ran to the park, and then
That's far.
I know, it was a 25K steps kind of day. Can you believe it?
I have no concept of steps.
Yeah,
get on Strava, girl. Get on Strava.
I'll download it. Is it a website or an app?
Both. It's one of those things that it's both and neither at the same time.
Which do you use?
Both and neither.
That is interesting.
I use it on my computer. It's kind of like how Twitter, you use it on your computer once in a while, but of course you use it on your phone a lot.
Well, you know, I haven't had the Twitter app on my phone in about like a few months now.
That's incredible.
Okay, look at this. This is what I have to show you. My nail salon gave me this. if for those listening, it is the most beautiful pen I've ever seen. It has a giant gemstone.
Oh my God.
It has a giant gemstone on the top. And I was at my favorite nail salon, which is just the one next to my house. And they're so nice. And I looked at the pen and I was like, I love that. And she was like, do you want one? And I was like, absolutely. And so they just gave it to me. I was like, oh, I would love it here. Those.
Yeah.
I love it there.
That's beautiful. That's a big gem. That's worth a lot of money. That's worth a lot of money, that diamond.
Oh my God. I literally can't wait to get proposed to. Isn't that embarrassing?
Yeah, but it's, you know, I think it's a common embarrassment.
I never claimed to be cool.
Yeah. I don't need to be.
I'm so past cool. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I have friends. Wait, I know.
I would rather be promposed to than proposed to.
Put it in the Venn diagram.
I would rather be promposed to, and you would rather be proposed to.
I'm in this
to.
Place right now where, like, because I, because I've been quarantining for a month, but I'm noticing that, like, no one cares. Like, I haven't really been asked. You know when you're like, I'm going to take some time and, like, take care of myself, but then no one's actually asking you to hang out. So you're like, cool. by the way, I don't have to leave at noon anymore, which is rock and roll. Sorry that we started early.
Oh, my God.
But what are you doing today?
Well, we're having Angelo's birthday.
Oh, right.
Little gathering on Saturday. So, of course.
The planning must begin.
Of course, because of that, begin, sweetheart, you wish.
I wish I could come.
Last night involved sawing these little wood things in half so we could make a little shelf. We have a slightly more level. So, and
damn,
then,
I want to date Angelo. He's so handy and good at everything.
Yeah, but it's like sometimes if you're trying to read, but then all of a sudden you have to keep coming over and help saw, then it's kind of like... not ideal. But and then, so today, I think when they go, I want to get Bose speakers, which has been like
nice.
So I mean, I'll tell you what, who
it's
knows
very Apple Watch,
who knows how to get that in the sound, but I think I'm gonna take the L straight to Union Square Best Buy, go in and be like, please someone take care of me.
That sounds so fun, honestly. Yeah,
you know what I'm gonna be like? What? I'm gonna be like that part of Seven, this movie Seven, uh-huh. where Kevin Spacey RAP walks into the police department and he's like covered in blood and he's like, detective. I'm gonna be that in Best Buy. I'm gonna walk in the Best Buy covered in blood and be like, Best Buy associate.
You know what I saw, which was so haunting? I was walking, my new place where I walk is kind of like 11th Avenue for no reason.
Oh, that's fun because no one's there. No one's ever walked on that before.
Thank
it's
God.
A desert.
I want
it's everyone desert.
To get the fuck away from me.
It's legally a desert.
It's Joshua Tree. I saw 11th Avenue is Joshua Tree. I saw, and I don't know the streets, but it was like 10th Avenue and like 30 something. There's like a Target. And I was like, that isn't right. That's ungodly. Target should not be... And there's also a Target on 14th and like Avenue A. It's like
yeah,
Target
yeah.
should be suburban.
That Target I know, but I have to say something on that Target. It's not a real Target.
It's what is it?
It's like half a Target, to be honest.
Remember the Target on San Felipe in Houston where you could walk in and get an icy?
An icy? No, I don't remember that.
Well, that it's because that's from when I was in middle school in Houston.
There's a decent Target near like Battery Park.
Battery Park, give me a second. Yes.
All the way down.
That's kind of close to me, yeah. There's also that near the Whole Foods there. Oh, you know what's the other night I was like, my brother's girlfriend was texting me like, hey, Billy's not home yet. Can you let me? She's like, will you be home to let me into his apartment? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, actually, I'm going to go for a walk. And I was kind of like, this is what I did. What I did was psychotic. I go, if I order ice cream, would you want some? And she says, I'm actually going to stop by the Whole Foods. I can pick some up. And I was like, incredible goddess. And then I was like, actually, while you're there, can you pick me up a few other things? And then
oh,
she's,
my God, and I, Catherine.
And then I was like, she hates me now. I was like, she was like, sorry. I turned my brother's girlfriend into my task rabbit, but we're friends. Shout out to Laura. You're my absolute girlina. I do need to Venmo her for that experience. And what I wanted was, and this is not what you expected, I wanted a clove of garlic. And I couldn't think of the term. So I said, I want garlic in her little house. What do you think it's called?
Clove.
No, clove is the actual thing. What's it in?
I don't know.
Husk?
I don't know, but if someone said clove of garlic, I would think it meant in her little house.
No, see, if I heard clove of garlic, which I normally buy if I'm cooking, is I buy the pre-shucked cloves in the little plastic box. And those, honey, those will stink up a fridge. Those are not afraid to make themselves known. If you open the fridge 10 minutes later, you're like, why does my apartment smell like absolute chaos? It's cloves.
It's cloves not in their houses.
Did I tell you that I once smoked a clove cigarette in my driveway in high school? It was the craziest thing I've ever done.
No, why did you do it?
Because my friend had it, and yeah. I wanted to try that.
That's the main reason to do it.
Because my friend had it.
Now, wait, let's do our final, third and final letter.
Perfect. Hey, that's perfect.
Hey, Kat. Hey, Pat. This is Nick from Massachusetts. I'm currently driving in, say it with me, the worst city in the world, Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm a PhD candidate at a university here, and I like the program, but hate everything around me, and am fully looking to move to, say it with me, New York City for a fresh start, but I'm sort of doubting if that's the right move, because I do have a program here that would make me a doctor, not a dentist, but I probably could be if I wanted to be. I guess on top of that, I'm also dealing with mental health issues, because aren't we all? Like borderline personality disorder, which is making me doubt if the reason I want to move to New York is valid or not. So I guess what I'm saying is, what would you say to somebody who's not in the biz, who's actually in science, what if they want to move to the city, do they have a place there, you know? Is it a science town, you know? anyway, I probably rambled a bit, but I love you guys so much. You guys are the best. Let me know. Thanks.
I'm sending you so much love. It sounds like you're going through a tough patch living in this town of yours.
Worcester, that's where my brother went to college. He went to Holy Cross. I wonder if that person goes there. I wonder how many colleges there are there.
In Boston?
And I thought it was in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Worcester.
Oh, I thought they were like, I'm in the worst town in Massachusetts. And I was like, oh, Boston. Oh, sorry. Okay, wait. So first of all, here's what I'll say. New York City is literally, by definition, for everyone. It welcomes everyone with open arms. That's why I love it here. You can do anything you want. It's not like LA where everyone does the same thing.
Welcome to New York.
I want you to...
Boys and girls.
There's a million different neighborhoods. You can make it work. You can do your thing. But it sounds like you really like your program. But you know what I'll say? I wonder if there's a way. I had a friend who was doing grad school in Boston, and he found someone who had an apartment in New York, and they would do like an apartment swap, like half the month in New York, half the month in Boston. They would swap apartments. I wonder if there's a way for you to split your time so you can continue the program that you like so much.
Yeah, don't leave your don't leave your program.
Don't leave your program if you like it, because that sounds like special and hard to find.
I will say New York, I think, does have this kind of thing around it where it's one of those places people do think like, if I'm unhappy somewhere else, like maybe I will go to New York and be happy, and that to me is not New York. New York, if you're not happy, is one of the worst places in the world to be. Maybe it's good if you're unhappy, because so many people are unhappy. I don't know.
You can walk around and feel less lonely. But what I'll say is that New York is also always going to be here for you. So maybe what you need right now is to finish this program that's giving you so much joy, and then just move after. But I'm not sure.
I don't know. I want to be in the program though.
But I want to know more about the program.
There is that program culture where people are like, in 5 years, I will be an occupational therapist. And it's like, okay, cool program. But
I wish I knew what I would be in 5 years.
I know. But
I hope I can afford a house.
There's definitely cool scientists here. I definitely hear people talking about science in New York constantly. Don't you think? There's doctors and stuff.
I mean, we have to shout out famous truth sleuth Ben.
Oh yeah,
literally medical school vibes, and he has a whole community of science.
Oh yeah, you should connect with
You guys should connect.
You guys should publish together. Publish or perish.
Oh my god,
publish or perish.
I love the idea of when doctors are like, you know why? Because I was watching The Nick, and they're like, I'm penning this article with this doctor, and.
Yes.
That's what they were doing.
That's very, and that also is something that does happen on Grays, where it'll be like, Are you Meredith Grey? I've read your article on whatever surgery.
Nasal passages in the lobotomy stuff.
It was brilliant. And she's like, oh, well, thank you.
Wait, can I say something about Grey's Anatomy? Because you know my parents, 3 days later, my dad's like, this show is maudlin and stupid. I'm like,
wait, you have to show your dad my maid.
I didn't get a...
Well, because you didn't, I guess, watch the show, unfortunately.
But is it a Bring It On mashup?
No, what are you talking about, a Bring It On mashup? The meme I made?
What meme did you make?
It's the famous MJ meme.
I don't know what that is.
How do you not know about the MJ meme? That's crazy.
Oh, wait, you're actually being so mean to me.
There's a scene in Spider-Man 1 where...
Oh, so look at me. I assumed when I saw... This will say a lot about me. When I saw Kirsten Dunst, I was like, okay, so it's a Bring It On meme.
It's not a Bring It On meme, but though some people are going bring it on with it. But so we're like, I feel like the most famous one, because it's like her screaming in front of Tobey Maguire, and she's not in the movie because for some reason me and Angela did just watch all three of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans because he really likes them. I don't.
Tobey Maguire really like him and Topher Grace.
And Topher Grace is in the third one.
Well, they're the same person.
Yeah. I feel like the most famous one is, it's because it's like, Tobey Maguire looking kind of down and Kirsten Dunst looking like she's yelling at someone, looking like she's defending him. In context, that's not really what's happening, but in the frame it looks like that. And so someone tweeted, his pronouns are they them, like casting as if that's like it. So okay. It's like very funny, and like, but people are just doing like, she said blah blah blah, like they're defending. So I did one of of Katherine Heigl's iconic speech in season 2 finale of Grey's Anatomy, wherein she goes, it was me. I cut his LVAD wire. I did it. No one helped. And now I thought I was a surgeon, but I can't. I thought I was a surgeon, but I am not. So I quit. And then Kate Walsh goes, well, I guess that puts an end to the evening. Pretty good, huh?
That sounds cool.
Pretty good, huh?
My dad did say that Katherine Heigl is extremely talented.
I mean, she's an incredible actress. I mean, that scene is so well acted. She's a really good actress.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
Every article, every like weather.com article is like, why Katherine Heigl doesn't work anymore.
I know. It's like, let her work.
The way
I mean,
our society treats women is actually so, like, the more you know, the more it's just so crazy. It's like we're literally used... We're just used, spit up, chewed out. We're just wrinkled hags when we're like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Kate Walsh is coming back to Grey's Anatomy. I'm so excited. She's been gone for 14
years.
She
was incredible in the pilot episode of Emily in Paris.
Yeah, she was really good.
She was, oh my God, that every line of dialogue in that was
brilliant.
I can't believe that show.
To me, Emily in Paris is the same world as Sex/Life. Like,
totally.
They're the same universe.
From the masterminds of Emily in Paris comes Sex/Life.
They're Grey's Anatomy Private Practice.
But how would you even describe the way those shows are written? It's like, it's just not what a person would ever say.
Yeah, it's something that, yeah. But it's
good.
Yeah. Well, there's something viscerally... satisfying about hearing it, kind of in the same way I enjoy Grey's, where it's like no one would ever say any of this or act this way, or no one talks like this.
You know, I just saw on TikTok there was a clip from the Grey's episode where the guy gets stuck in concrete.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was a while ago, so I don't remember it, but I kind of remember it.
I always think about the girl who couldn't stop coming.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Grace has such a beautiful, rich history.
You need to get in that writer's room.
Grace, I know. Like, call like, me. Someone needs to be calling
me
up.
They would be so lucky to have you.
Or I want to play an intern.
Yeah, something needs to change.
I need to be in the next intern class.
Something needs to change in that you're not in Grey's now and you need to be in the Grey's universe.
I almost read for like a one-line part and I honestly didn't read for it because I was like, I don't want to establish myself as like a small part in the universe because then like, you know, I want to be a bigger part.
Did you tell your team that's one of your 5-year goals?
They definitely know to kind of be on the lookout for any which way. Want to wrap up? No offense.
Yeah. No, literally no offense taken. So My crush of the week is, of course, Brandon from the Apple Store and FIT and beyond.
My crush of the week, I'm so...
Oh, he also has a... Wait, I'm sorry. He has a great Instagram handle, so I want to plug it. Oh, Boy Internet. How did he get that? So good. At Boy Internet on Insta. So shout out.
Shout out for getting that.
He really made my day.
You'll always have that. My crush of the week is this woman who I fucking love. I think she's brilliant. I think she... is one of the best players of the game Big Brother we've ever seen. And she just got, spoiler alert, eliminated last night. Her name is Tiffany. She, I'm positive, will be brought back to play again. I really, really hope so. She was such a mastermind behind. There's never been a black winner of Big Brother. And there were six black people in the house this season. And so she orchestrated this kind of six-person alliance. And they made it to the final six. And it was really thanks to her that they all six made it. And she had this kind of brilliant mastermind plan. And then they did vote her out first when it was final six, which sucked. And I just wanted her to win so bad. Like, sometimes when there's a reality show like that, there's someone I want to win so badly that it actually hurts. And I almost have to fast forward through the competitions because I'm like, I need them to win and it's too stressful.
Right.
So she has been eliminated, but she's brilliant. I want her to play again. I hope she knows how beloved she is by the Big Brother community. And then second, like next to her, the best person was this woman named Hannah Chada. And she then immediately got out afterwards. So the final four is not a final four I'm super excited about necessarily because I really wanted those two women to win. But I'm so glad to have gotten to watch them play this season.
That was beautiful. Do you feel hot today?
Way too early to know. I mean, I stumbled out of bed 3 minutes before we started. I consumed caffeine, but you would never know it to be inside my brain. You'd think this brain hasn't seen caffeine in years. And so it's hard to say, but I'm really enjoying reconnecting with running again in a really moderate way. Like, I'm not getting too crazy like I did 2 summers ago. I'm running about 40 miles a week with a day off.
So Strava, how do I spell that?
Strava.
Okay,
I should be sponsored for once by Strava.
Yeah, can we get some running sponsorships? Because I would love some gear. Okay, I don't feel hot, but that's okay. And are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Are you mad at me?
Not even close. Oh, wait, so are you going to be mad if, like, I'm going to join Strava, but I'm going to be real with you right now. I'm going to be real with my listeners. Here's where I'm at running-wise. Running-wise, I'm usually doing 2 or 3 miles.
That's great.
At about, but the pace.
But who cares? Who cares?
I'm going to share the pace. It's just sad because I used to be at like a 10-minute pace, which for me is really fast. And now I'm more at like a 12.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to join Strava. Okay.
I'm being really kind to myself because my pace is a lot slower than it used to be also. But
I've been having some feet issues, which is just classic. What do you think about Hokas? I don't really think they're actually good.
I think for some people they
I
really
like my Brooks.
Them and,
I live and die for my Brooks glycerin. Pat Reed approved.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Okay, so I want to say this. If you, and this is a real thing, if you are interested in being a social media intern for Seek Treatment, please go on the website seektreatmentpodcast.com and you can contact us through the website and send kind of your experience, your situation, and we would love to have someone help us with that kind of thing. And all right. Love you, Kang. Love you, everyone on the podcast. Stay real. Right. Stay raw.
Stay real. Stay raw.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye. Seek treatment. If you're boring, it's-